am so proud and pleased to get to chat with one of the finest gentlemen in the business of bluegrass and performing, James Allen Shelton, a master of the extremely difficult, elegant style of guitar playing, referred to as cross-picking. And it's one of those styles that when you see it, you just think, well, it looks like it's all right there and easy going and perfect timing. It's so difficult. James is a master of that playing. Wonderful guitar player. Learned from, I think he would say, George Shuffler, which is a pretty good place to pick up on that style. And George maybe kind of came up with the style to differentiate between maybe what you think of as a Merle Travis type picking and maybe the Clarence White, Tony Rice type, you know, a lot of lead notes, all wonderful playing. This is a different style. Elegant. He is a master. James has probably, I guess, 8-9 albums out on his own. You may have seen him most recently with Ralph Stanley, Dr. Ralph Stanley, and the Clinch Mountain Boys. He's been a regular there for a long time. James has some recent health issues that we want to address a little bit, kind of bring you up to speed with where he is. He's such a wonderful man and a perfect gentleman. If you've ever had the good luck to meet James, if you're his friend, then God bless you for that thing in your life that you can hold dear. If you've ever met James, you'd recognize right away what a wonderful person that he is, and such a great player, such a great player. There was John Cowan. Now, hold on 1 second, folks, and I think that I'll push a few buttons. I've been chatting with James Allen Shelton in just a second. You will be too. Hold on. Hello, James.
Good afternoon, Steve.
How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing okay. We worked down in Knoxville last night. Had a big show at the Bijou Theater, packed house, sold out. Had a really good show.
And you say of course, you're touring, as always, wherever Dr. Ralph is and the Clinch Mountain Boys. You can pretty much find James Allen Shelton these days.
Yeah, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen.
Been with it for 20 years.
Oh, boy, time flies, man. Seems like I remember when you were the young pup in the band, you know, coming along and and providing that solid guitar. James, at the top of the show, I said some awfully good things about you, all of which I meant. I think the cross-picking style that you have taken on and keep alive so beautifully is that really elegant, intricate, difficult way to play. And we were talking off the air about the influence of George Shuffler. Can we talk just for a second about cross-picking and what it is on a guitar? And then I want to talk to you about what's going on also.
Okay, well, cross-picking is it's a right-hand roll pattern that when you're playing the guitar, you play with a flat pick, you know, just a single flat pick like most guitar players use. But you create a cross roll, I guess you would say. You pick three strings that are side by side, and you play two strings down and one string up, and you try to get that flowing in a rhythmic pattern, and then you try to work your melody notes in with that pattern, and it comes out the cross-picking guitar style. It's really kind of hard to explain.
It is, and I know I'm asking you a lot of it, but let's say, in my mind, if you think of three kind of major styles, and we'll just do it this way, you have the cross-picking, you have the Clarence White, Tony Rice type of thing, that just a lot of notes and amazing playing, as we all agree. And then you sort of have that Merle Travis sort of thumb picking thing. And cross picking is not either one of those things. It's that good description is that roll pattern that you're describing as you're going down and back up again with a guitar pick.
Yeah, and the cross picking seems to work really well, especially on slower or medium tempo songs. I kind of have a little gauge that I use. If the song is any faster than, say, Worried Man Blues or something like that, I don't try to cross pick it.
Okay.
I have to keep it either to a slow or medium tempo. I can't cross pick real fast tunes because I'm just not fast enough.
Well, that, and I think too, the style is, as I describe it, is that very elegant and difficult to do because timing is a key. And like you said, you got to come back onto those melody notes at the right time, because what you really want to do is make sure that the song or the tune itself is played. You're not trying to bury the melody notes of the thing, so you want to make sure you have time to get back and hit those melody.
Yeah, Ralph really stresses that. He wants you to play the instrument to where it says the words. In other words, you know, whatever how the singer sings the song, he wants the instruments played that way, to where it the guitar actually speaks the words.
Isn't that, you know, we off the air, James and I were talking, you know, it's funny because the great ones, the really great ones, and you're talking about Ralph as far as a band leader, they have that attachment to the words. And Earl Scruggs, when you talked about him playing the banjo and a man that invented the style that we all love, he was playing the words.
Yeah, yeah. If you go back and listen to some of the Scruggs stuff, for instance, it is almost simplistic in a way. And you get to thinking about it, and you think, well, it couldn't have been done any better than the way he did it.
No, no.
But he just played really a minimum of what he needed to play to get the point across. And I kind of feel, Earl said that simplicity is the key. And I feel that 100%. And I'm that way about the guitar. You know, there's guitar players that can eat me alive. I mean, there's 12-year-old guitar players that knows more guitar than I'll ever know and can play 90 miles an hour. But, does that really touch the listener's heart, or does it just go right over their head?
Well, and that's the key. It's what you bring, James, is taste.
Well, I try my best.
The taste and the choice of notes and what you're doing and the treatment of the melody and the song is James Alan Shelton does it as good as any player on the planet, and I'll stand by that forever and ever, that you are as good at taking that melody and making it part of the song and playing it to perfect timing. You're just right there for what the band needs. James is there, and then you have all these wonderful, we were talking off the air, 9 or 10 solo albums, I think, James, you have out there, probably.
Yeah,
10.
I'd have to count them, but I think it's 10.
We'll say 10. You have a DVD. I know the DVD is out there that you do some instruction, and you get to sit with your buddy George Shuffler.
Yeah, you know, we just lost George three weeks ago.
I know.
It was a pretty hard blow.
He was a major figure and impacted so many people's lives, and I know that in the DVD you give him credit for and let him talk a little bit about this cross-picking style and the origins of it, and give all deference and credit to him. What a remarkable man he was over the years.
Yeah, you know, George didn't actually invent the cross-picking style. Actually, Bill Napier recorded the cross-picking with the Stanley Brothers before George did.
No kidding.
But I feel like George kind of came along and cleaned it up and brought some fresh ideas to it. George had some really nice ideas. Just the way he would turn a phrase or play a melody line. He just had neat ideas. And I don't know any other way to explain it than just say he had great ideas about how to put a guitar solo together.
Well, and you've learned and expanded on that yourself, James, because that's what I think when I see you. I know what you're doing. You have great ideas and your approach to the song that you're playing within that band setting. And, man, it's just right there. It's right where you need to be. James Alan Shelton is always right there doing it correctly, and we appreciate
Thanks.
You for that. Listen, we want to spend some time. I know that you're worn out today. I know you were playing in a show in Knoxville last night with Ralph and the Clinch Mountain boys, and we want to talk a little bit about what's going on in your life right now so we can answer some questions and give you a chance to kind of bring people up to date, and I don't know how else to get into it, but ask you about those issues, the health issues that we're talking about.
Well, I've had some health issues pop up in the last few weeks. I was having a great deal of pain in my chest and in my back, and I put up with that for about a week or so, and I finally went to my doctor, my family doctor, and he thought that I had maybe an inflammation in my rib cage, and that seemed plausible, and he gave me steroids for that, and for about one day I was feeling better, and then I started feeling worse again, and the pain just finally got intense, and I had my wife to drive me to the emergency room on Easter Sunday morning. I just decided I couldn't stand the pain anymore and had to do something about it. So we went to the hospital, and they checked me in, and they found a blood clot on my right leg and a blood clot in my left lung. Mm. So they started doing CAT scans and x-rays and things like that. And that led them to find some spots on my liver, and that turned out to be cancerous. And then they ordered a full-body, what they call a PET scan, and that revealed more cancer in the pancreas and in the small intestine.
And that's
what I'm up against.
And this all just came up on right after Easter, then, you're saying, this whole diagnosis.
Yeah. Yeah, all this has just happened in the last 2-3 weeks.
Well, if people follow James on Facebook, they knew there was something going on, and you're pretty upfront about what's happening. And I think when I contacted you this week, you know, you and I talked about doing this last year, and we just got all running around, never caught up. We was going to talk about strap making and all kinds of good stuff, but I thought it would be a good chance to see if you wanted to explain to people what's going on. You think back, it's just been so sudden. It's been so sudden, and you're still reacting yourself, I suppose, personally and within your family, and then it's going to impact, I guess, your professional career also.
Yeah, you know, this is still sinking in, I guess, in a way. Had no idea, really, that there was anything this serious going on, and, you know, we're in a business that your life and your personal things are pretty much public knowledge, and I decided early on that I wasn't going to try to hide it. I just wanted to be out front and let everybody know what's going on. And one positive thing about that is I've had people from all over the world say that they're praying for me.
Oh, yeah.
And pulling for me to get better, and added me to their prayer list at church, and I just can't tell you how much that uplifts me and makes me appreciate the folks out there.
Well, every listener, James, is going to be praying for you and having good thoughts and keeping positive thoughts for you, and because everybody loves what you do on stage. That, as a person, I've never met anybody that knows you that doesn't say what a great guy James Allen Shelton is. And, buddy, that's something that you can't pay for.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, it's definitely going to impact my career. I mean, I told Ralph last night that I'm going to take some time off and try to beat this thing. And I told him, I said, don't let anybody get too comfortable standing in my spot.
No.
Because I plan on coming back.
You'll be back. You'll be back.
I'd really love to be physically able to play at Ralph's Festival, which is coming up May 22nd, 23rd, and 24th up at his home place.
Mm-hmm.
Coburn and McClure, Virginia. I don't know if I'll make that or not, but that's given me kind of a short-term goal to shoot for.
Well, you're going to start a different course of treatment. We don't need to get into all the personal parts, but you're actively and aggressively fighting this diagnosis. You're going to start some treatment coming up soon, which you have, like you say, you're still adjusting to the news. Now you're going to adjust to the treatment, so you're being very positive.
We're going to start chemotherapy on Monday.
Okay.
And it's going to be pretty aggressive treatment. My oncologist said, she said, I still believe in God. I still believe in miracles, and we're going to fight this thing with the strongest thing we have. And I was in total agreement with that.
Fight at full strength. You know, Phil Ledbetter, a couple years ago, was very, very much on every day talk. Everyone gave him, he gave the status of everything that was going throughout his treatment. And it was just like, man, and that's what his thing was. I just want everyone to know, because everybody can join in and give all the support, and it makes a difference. It makes a difference.
It does, yeah. And Phil, you know, he's contacted me since my diagnosis, and he, you know, he's an inspiration to us all.
Oh, yeah.
He fought this thing as hard as he could fight it, and he came out on top.
He did.
And I really look up to Phil Ledbetter for the battle he fought against this just an awful disease, and he won. And I hope and pray that he continues to be healthy.
Well, and you're gonna win, just like Phil did, and everybody out here listening and following you on all the social media, which is a fact of life. We know what you're doing. They're all going to be supporting you every day, praying and good thoughts for James Allen Shelton, man. And we're going to be talking about this in the future, about that time when that happened and how you got better and you're back on the road with Dr. Ralph and making straps and doing all your stuff. It's all a turnaround.
Yeah. Well, I had to shut down the strap business because I'm just really too weak to do the work. And I hope that that's something that we can start back up when I get to feeling better.
Well, as I told you off the air, I am right now publicly saying I'm ordering a banjo strap from James Allen Shelton. And I expect it done sooner rather than later, because I know you're going to get well and you're going to get back to making straps again, and I will mail you the money or do whatever I have to do to make sure that you feel obligated to make a banjo strap for me, but I'm not going to let this go either.
we'll do our best to get that done.
Oh, man. James, you are just, I hope that everyone has had a chance, and you will in the future, to meet James off stage or on stage or just through the music that is recorded. This is a class gentleman who plays in a great band, who's done nothing but great work, and so much reverence for the music that he plays and for the history and the approach to what he does, that James Allen Shelton, man, they don't come any better than you. They just don't.
Well, thank you, Steve. You are too kind. I really appreciate that. And you know, I've been with Rev, like I said, 20 years, and I've tried to be nice to people and take the time to talk to folks off stage. If somebody had a question or something they wanted to talk about, I tried my best to make time for them. And you know, we all started out as fans, and I remember when I was a fan going out to shows, and yeah, I really appreciated it when I walked up to an entertainer and talked to him, and he took time out of his day to talk to me, and that meant a lot to me. And I try to remember that when I'm out somewhere playing and somebody wants to come up and talk to me, and I try to make time for them.
And you do. That's part of it. And it'll come back to you, buddy. It'll come back, and all those good feelings you've put out, they'll all come back to you, and you'll get it back a millionfold. You'll get it back in
there. Sure will. I mean, like I said, the response has just been great. I'm getting cards and calls and emails and Facebook messages from all over the world. I'm not just the United States. I mean, all over the world. And I saw Ricky Skaggs last weekend. Him and the Whites came out to our show in Galax, Virginia. And I told Ricky, I said, Ricky, I never had any idea that I knew this many people. And I sure never thought that many people liked me. He did like, but it is amazing at the response that I've got. It's just overwhelming. The people that want to reach out, and you know, I've had people offer to come and mow my yard or just do anything. You know, they just want to do something to help.
Yeah.
And you know, I have found that most people, not just bluegrass people, but most people in general, are like that. They just want to do something to help, and I appreciate that so much.
Well, listen, man, you're gonna keep us updated on where you are, and I'm sure that we'll be able to find out as you go and as you get better, stronger and stronger, and fight this thing to a standstill, and then eventually make it run away from you. And we'll be looking for you, I guess, on Facebook. You can probably put up some updates every once in a while and just let us know where you are.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to flood Facebook with every move that I make.
No.
You know, I figure. You know, I'll update once in a while just to kind of let folks know what's going on. I don't want to wear people out with my troubles, because people have their own troubles. But I will try to keep folks updated a little bit.
Well, peek in every once in a while. And in the meantime, everybody can go to your website, which is jamesallenshelton.com.
Yeah.
And see all those.
And the CDs and the instructional DVD, they're all for sale on there.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I handle that right here out of my own home. I've package them up and take them to the post office and mail them myself.
Well, then you're going to be busy doing that, because everybody's going to be coming in and finding that wonderful music we've been talking about. And man, it's so good. It's just, and I keep stressing this to people. If you ever tried to play a guitar and you listen to James, and if you haven't, you listen, you think, well, that's just kind of a nice, easy going, but it's like watching or hearing Chet Atkins for the first time. It looked so simple until you realize what went behind it, and that beautiful elegance of what you play is just phenomenal. It's just tops.
Well, I have people tell me that when they watch me play that it looks so simple, but I assure you it's not that simple.
It is not. It's not. See, but that's the beauty of it. That's you've mastered it so much that you've made it look so nice and elegant and simple, and you're doing all those things, and it's not simple. It's a wonderfully difficult, elegant style that you have, James. You do it as good as anybody that I know of.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Listen, man, I know you're tired, and I really appreciate you being available. And anything at all anyone can reach out and do for you, they can find you. They can find your website and get all those great CDs and that. And they can learn to play just like James Allen Shelton. Sit there and work it out over the summer and then see how hard it really is. Because, man, you're the best at it. James, listen, buddy, we'll all have you in our prayers and our good thoughts. I want to let you get back to resting, and we'll look for you back on the tour.
All right, thank you, Steve. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Buddy, I am thoroughly, it's my pleasure, absolutely my pleasure, James.
I hope to see you soon.
We'll see. We will. And you'll get me that banjo strap, too. It's already in the mail.
All righty.
All right, bud. Talk to you.
Take care.
that's about as class an individual as you're ever going to find, James Allen Shelton. We did talk last year about, let's get on and talk about making straps and the stuff he does with leather and the great playing that he does. And we just got, you know, that was the time when Ralph thought he was going to retire. So I think their schedule picked up quite a bit. And we just said, you know, do you want to bring everybody up to date on what's going on right now? And he said, yeah, absolutely. Let's do this. This will be my first chance to talk about it on the air. And there you heard it. James Allen Shelton is such a great player. I would say, if you're just kind of on the internet and it's starting to thunder where I'm at and it's raining and you want to do something, not go outside, go on and look at his website and look at all the wonderful recordings and the instructional DVDs that's there, and learn a little more about James. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Class man, and just simply one of the best guitar players out there in the business right now. It looks simple. Trust me, it is not. Thanks, James Allen Shelton.